Houston comes to talk. News now.
WMAL News at 7. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. A D.C. business group is calling on the federal government to temporarily take over Metro. The influential federal city council, headed by former Mayor Anthony Williams, says Metro's financial troubles are so severe it needs to be run by a congressionally appointed control board on an emergency basis. The federal city council says there's been what it sees as a lack of urgency on the part of the region's governments to fix what is fiscally wrong with Metro. Republicans are hailing President Trump's first speech to Congress. Democrats, less enthusiastic. The president struck a hopeful note last night,
spending much of his speech laying out an ambitious agenda.
Everything that is broken in our country can be fixed.
His solution, an echo from his campaign, America First.
Buy American and hire American.
And once again using national security as the basis for his proposed border wall with Mexico.
We want all Americans to succeed, but that can't happen in an environment of lawless chaos. And we will soon begin the construction of a great, great wall along our southern border.
But signaling that he might be open to compromise on immigration.
Correspondent Joe Johns reporting. Tornadoes have killed at least two people in the Midwest. Twisters touched down in Illinois, Iowa, and Arkansas, causing extensive property damage. We may get an early indication today of how the unseasonably warm weather could impact Washington's cherry blossoms.
National Weather Service forecaster Michael Musilli says February was one for the record books.
We're likely to set the warmest February on record for all three of the major climate sites in our area.
He says while there's a chance we could see some flurries later this week, there's no measurable snow in our immediate future. So could all of this mean an earlier than usual peak bloom for the cherry blossoms? The National Park Service will announce the peak dates later today. Maria Leaf on WMAL and WMAL.com.
The people who run the district's public health lab are on the hot seat after the lab botched hundreds of Zika tests. As many as 9 pregnant women who were told they did not have the virus actually did.
Dr. Jennifer Smith heads up the district's Department of Forensic Sciences. It's the department in charge of the public health lab, which processed hundreds of Zika tests. Dr. Anthony Tran noticed an issue in December.
He came to me not only that we have a problem, but with what the problem was.
Mm-hmm. So retests were done for all of the patients. Now, D.C. Councilmember Charles Allen wants to make sure they are kept in the loop.
Whose job is it then to ensure that each individual has actually been contacted?
Dr. Smith says it's up to the doctors to do that, but she plans to follow up to make sure that happens. Caroline Tucker on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Maryland lawmakers are working on limiting how much class time your kids spend taking standardized tests. The House has passed a bill limiting school testing to 2% of the total school year. The bill also would put teachers and parents at the table when decisions are made about changes to local district testing. Fairfax County now has a police civilian review panel. 9 members were named yesterday to that new panel, which will look into allegations of police abuse. County lawmakers agreed to establish the review panel after the 2013 shooting death of John Gear by a county police officer. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 20,812, the Nasdaq at 5825. Sports, the Wizards beat Golden State. The Caps top the Rangers. College basketball, Maryland wins. Georgetown and AU lose. Exhibition baseball, the Nats win. The O's lose. WMAL News Time 7:04. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues. On 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Honestly?
Chris Plant is on.
I'd be very interested in knowing more about that.
Weekdays 9 to noon.
It's just extraordinary, isn't it? See?
Chris Plant.
On Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Where Washington comes to talk.
Hey, it's Larry O'Connor. If you or your bed partner have sleep apnea, snoring is likely the worst part of your nightly routine. Once the snoring starts, one of you probably moves to a different room to try and get some sleep. Alone. CPAP is the first line of therapy for sleep apnea, but studies show about half of the people given a CPAP machine don't even use it. Now there's a silent, mask-free sleep apnea treatment option keeping couples together in the same room. It's called Inspire. Inspire is an implantable device that works inside your body with your natural breathing process. It delivers mild stimulation throughout the night to keep your airway open, giving you and your partner the restful sleep you need. Together. Inspire is FDA approved and currently being offered in over 100 leading medical centers across the country. The freedom to sleep like everyone else is just a click away. Visit inspiresleep.com to learn more, review important safety information, and to find a doctor right here in the Washington area who can help you determine if Inspire is right for you. Go to inspiresleep.com. That's inspiresleep.com.
Need your rugs cleaned? Then you need Hadid. Go to joehadid.com. Say hello to Dunkin's new tea lattes. Sip a delicious blend of premium tea and steamed milk available in chai, Earl Grey, or honey green. Enjoy a sip and savor the moment crafted just for you. America runs on Dunkin'. Price and participation may vary. Limited time offer.
7:05 on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
And in Northeast D.C., still with the closure right near Union Station, Massachusetts Avenue remains closed between 1st and 2nd Street. Unfortunately, had an incident involving a bicyclist, and they're doing an investigation there. So again, closed Massachusetts between 1st and 2nd. North of, you could use H Street. South of D Street, that could work as an option for you. Watch for the detour to get you through. Virginia, Interstate 95. We've been jammed trying to get through Stafford into Aquia, but the crash now to the shoulder. I'm looking at it. Nothing blocked. North on 95, north of 610. Now, once you get through there, much better, obviously, as traffic can finally be released heading up toward the Capitol Beltway. 66, we're bunched up in Manassas Centerville and still trying to recover through the battlefield on 29 Lee Highway, Groveton Road, where we had the crash now to the shoulder. 270 through Urbana and Hyattstown, not quite up at speed yet. The heaviest stretch, German Town off and on down through to the Beltway. Had a crash report at southbound there, 28, but it looks like a lane should be open there. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Strong line of thunderstorms expected to roll through this afternoon. We'll see those storms come in with some gusty winds, heavy rain and hail, maybe even some isolated tornadoes. 76 degrees and gusty winds even outside of thunderstorms. Scattered thunder early tonight, then partly cloudy, 46 and windy. Windy tomorrow, sunshine and a high near 52. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 58 in Arlington, 57 in Kensington, 58 degrees in Washington. Traffic and weather are sponsored by Dunkin' Donuts. The CEO of Uber is caught on video arguing with an Uber driver. See the video at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM.
And AM 630.
WMAL.
707 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. You're listening to Mornings on the Mall, and man, is it a busy morning because we're all sort of, you know, trying to figure out what happened. If you're a Democrat, you're trying to figure out, did you get the name of that bus that just ran me over last night? My Lord, the president's speech was a home run in many people's mind. We're going to be talking about that. Coming up at 8:05, Dana Bash will be with us from CNN to give her assessment of the president's speech. I'm Brian Wilson alongside Mary Walter. Good morning, Mary.
Good morning.
Everything that is broken in our country can be fixed. Every problem can be solved. And every hurting family can find healing and hope. Our citizens deserve this and so much more. So why not join forces and finally get the job done and get it done right?
That was the president last night joining us on the line to talk about the president's address and how it went over. Ed Henry, Fox News chief national correspondent. Good morning to you, Ed.
Good morning. I think you said it perfectly about the bus. I think the bus was backed up a couple of times just to make sure that he got him.
I mean to tell you, when Van Jones, I don't want to talk about another network, but when Van Jones goes on and says he could well have made his speech here that makes him an 8-year president, that's pretty high praise even from Democrats.
It is. And you know what, Brian, you've been around long enough, and Mary, you know this, that conventional wisdom is so ridiculous, because 24 hours ago, the conventional wisdom was this is a White House that's in crisis mode and things are falling apart. And oh gosh, if he doesn't at least hit a single or maybe a double, you know, he's almost done already. And that conventional wisdom was ridiculous. And I think we got to be careful over the next couple of days not to now turn it around like, oh boy, he's Reagan. Slam dunk is coming. Tax reform, Obamacare, the whole deal.
Yeah.
I think that would be ridiculous as well. But I think what he proved last night with one speech is that he is somebody who can be in command, can be presidential. We don't have to just focus on the tweets and all the rest. But I wouldn't want to shy away from the fact of saying that he laid out an agenda that is actually very doable and would be getting some big things done that I think, you're right, scares the heck out of Democrats. Because if he can find a way, President Trump, to unite the country enough to get major tax reform done and cut the taxes, but also structurally change taxes in this country, as you talked in the campaign, and then not just repeal, but actually replace Obamacare and make health care in this country, God forbid, better, which Democrats don't believe he's going to do, but maybe he actually will put a plan together to do it. This is somebody who could be the next Reagan. I underline could be. But as you know better than anyone, there's a lot of hard work to be done there in the halls of Congress to get this stuff done.
Let me, though, ask you about that. And I focus on this too much, but it is important. You know, the tone and tenor of his speech was very different. This president often has interesting things to say, but then in the way he delivers the thing, and sometimes a rather bombastic way, it does turn a lot of people off. We didn't see that last night. Do you think that they're making a decided change? Will the old Trump sort of fade into the background and we'll see more of this Trump?
No.
I don't either.
Great point. I think, you know, I go back to what Corey Lewandowski said early in the campaign, and obviously got fired, so take it for what it's worth, but he's still in the Trump orbit. He was the first campaign manager, and he always said, let Trump be Trump. I think at the end of the day, it becomes inauthentic if the sort of teleprompter Trump we saw last night is the one we see every day. I don't really think that's possible. I don't think he can change his stripes at this point. He is bombastic. He's tough. He wants to punch back. All of that. But I think what he proved last night is he understood the moment. He understood that, you know, he wasn't on Twitter last night. He was, for over 1 hour, speaking, by the way, not really to the Congress, as you know better than anyone. He was going around those folks. And he had a massive audience of tens of millions of people who don't follow the Beltway gossip every day about what did he tweet now and what does this mean and who's up and who's down. Instead, he, you know, went directly into the living rooms and the laptops last night and said, I've got a program and I'm going to implement it. And either you're going to be on board or not. So I guess my point is that I think he realized last night that this was a different kind of moment. And as you say at the top, you said at the top, he hit a home run. I mean, talking about the Navy SEAL Ryan Owens, who tragically died in that mission, and kind of seizing that story back by saying, look, people are nitpicking me now. I've talked to General Mattis, I've talked to others, Secretary Mattis, and we got incredible intelligence out of that, and we're going to show that in the days ahead. He's obviously got to back that up. But here's his widow, and that moment was remarkable, and that's the kind of thing that a Ronald Reagan and Bill Clinton could do in these big speeches. It doesn't mean he's not going to tweet today, but I think if he can find a better balance than he had in the first month or so, where he rises to the occasion in these presidential moments, as you said at the top, Democrats are going to be a little bit nervous about his leadership.
Ed, who writes his speeches? I had heard his inaugural speech was a lot of him, that he wrote the bulk of his inauguration speech. Who writes his speeches now? Is this Trump speaking or is this someone speaking for him?
Well, I think, and that gets back to Brian's last point, you still hear Trump throughout. But Stephen Miller, the former aide to Jeff Sessions, who's now the Attorney General, is really the chief speechwriter and the person who kind of channels the president from what we hear inside the West Wing in terms of laying out both the policy side and the approach. And then I think, you know, as any president, Democrat or Republican, goes through a lot of different drafts. And I think that's where the president gets involved and adds his own voice. This is Brian was saying a moment ago. I mean, this is not a president who gives the kind of speech he gave last night every day. No president does, but especially not this one, because I do think that if he all of a sudden just started speaking like the president last night and had that kind of rhetoric on a regular basis, he would no longer connect with those folks in Scranton that went from Clinton voters to Trump voters.
So.
You know, there's an important balance there. And if he all of a sudden got away from the bombastic New Yorker, people like that. People, I mean, I know you said before, Brian, you know, it absolutely turns some people off, but obviously it turned some others on and said, wait a second. He has gone into the Beltway and scared the heck out of everybody, by the way, not just Democrats, but a lot of those Republicans last night who were sitting on their hands before the speech, what kind of Trump we're going to have. They were on their feet early on because he also surprised people with that call for unity at the top. And look, you know, calls for unity and rhetoric can wind up being empty if you don't follow through. And that's why I think, as much as I didn't believe the hype before that he was in crisis mode, I'd be careful about believing the hype that he's Reagan until he actually follows through. I mean, I think the calls for unity were wonderful, but he's going to have to actually do the dirty work and get down with Paul Ryan and get down with Chuck Schumer, by the way, and get some deals done. And that's a lot of hard work ahead.
I just want to switch gears here quickly. You have a new book that is going to be released next month called 42 Faith. Can you just tell us briefly what it's about?
Absolutely. It's something that delves deeply into the faith of both Jackie Robinson and Branch Rickey, the general manager of the Dodgers, who signed him, obviously, to his first contract. This April 15th will be the 70th anniversary of Jackie Robinson's first game, obviously very important moment, civil rights history, baseball history. But in my book, I assert that it's also an important moment in terms of faith, because both Jackie Robinson and Branch Rickey had a deep faith in God, and I think that was one of the key ingredients that sort of sustained both of them to one of the biggest challenges in American history. So thanks for mentioning it.
It's totally different than what you do, right, you know, for a living. This is just a totally different venture.
From covering all these big stories, you know, sometimes it's nice to have something else that you're working on that has nothing to do with this. I spent a lot of time at the Library of Congress, where both Jackie Robinson's and Branch Rickey's papers are. So people in your audience can go down to the Library of Congress on a Saturday and read some wonderful history over there. But I hope they read my history on April 4th.
All right, very quickly.
Best of luck with that.
Before you go, just let me ask one quick question. The anchors met with the president yesterday, and they came out saying that the president may be open to some immigration compromise, and they said this came from a White House official. what would you draw from that? I mean, you weren't in the room.
Yeah, I wasn't in the room, but I don't know. I think that official's initials may be DT.
Yeah, I believe you may be right.
Yeah, I think the anchors come out and say, you know, a senior official told us. I think the president wanted to get it out there. And look, it set the table perfectly for last night, because it came out of nowhere. All of a sudden, wait a second, he wants to kind of move to the middle a little bit on immigration reform. He wants unity. And then I think he actually backed it up, not just on immigration, but a range of subjects in the actual speech. But as you know, there are going to be people on the right saying, is this amnesty? The details are going to want will be what
we're way, we're way over. I got to go, Ed, but thank you so much. I greatly appreciate
that. Love coming on. Take care.
It is now time for traffic and weather. Every 10 minutes, first on the fives, here's Jamie Whitten and the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, we've had a couple tough areas this morning, but hopefully this will get better soon. Over near Union Station, where we've had the closure most of the morning rush hour here, has just been reopened. Massachusetts Avenue over near First Street, they're now allowing traffic to get through, scene of the earlier accident. On Virginia side, let's go north on 95, 610 Aquia. That accident over to the shoulder, but a long haul. Commuters telling me about 45 minutes to get through that. So northbound on 95 and pushing through Stafford slowly, but again, crashes cleared. Had a lot of bailout traffic over to Route 1, so expect that to be slow as well. 66, heavy Manassas. In fact, we're almost back out at Gainesville to Centerville, and that was a lot of commuters avoiding 29 Lee Highway at Groveton Road, where we had the crash moved out of the travel lanes. On the Baltimore-Washington Parkway, northbound north of 197 for the crash, should be to the shoulder now, according to Park Police. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Forecast calls for some windy thunderstorms developing this afternoon. Some storms may be severe, a high of 76, chance of rain 80%. Scattered thunderstorms, windy this afternoon. Winds could gust over 40 miles an hour, an overnight low of 46. Tomorrow, 52 and windy. Friday, they say there is a slight chance of a flake or two Friday morning with temperatures in the mid-40s. Currently in the nation's capital, 57 degrees, 717 on WMAL. We heard Ed Henry sort of give his take on it. You've heard our take on it. Here's a little bit of the president last night. We want to hear what you think about it at 888-630-9625, 1-888-630-WMAL.
Action is not a choice. It is a necessity. So I am calling on all Democrats and Republicans in Congress to work with us to save Americans from this imploding Obamacare disaster.
That was just a little bit of it. Listen, most people who saw this speech last night thought it did very well. CNN did a poll where they actually talked to people, not one of those internet polls, which are unreliable. This was an actual snap poll of people who had listened to the speech. 78% of them liked it somewhat or a lot. So that's pretty high. 57% of those who were questioned by CNN said they had a very positive feeling about that speech. 7 in 10 said they think it moves the country in the right direction. 70% said that they believe they are more optimistic having heard this speech. 2/3 said the president set the right priorities. If that is emblematic of what was going on nationwide yesterday, I think this was an incredible home run for the president. And we'd like to know what you think at 888-630-9625, 1-888-630-WML. For me, the tone and tenor were just right.
Yes.
I knew as immediately, when we got about halfway through this speech, this is going to work. This is resonating. This is something different. This is a real presidential moment for this new president.
Absolutely. And but yet, I just saw some of my liberal friends, what they're posting, Trump talked a great game, but he has no plan to do what he says, no blueprint for success. So I guess they wanted absolute details that they could pick apart today.
Well, presidential speeches like this are not generally the place where you lay out a lot of detail. They are more notional than they are, you know, specific. You don't get a lot of detail. In fact, for example, yesterday there was talk of a $54 billion increase in defense spending, a $54 billion budget for the Defense Department. And he didn't give those numbers last night.
No.
So he talked about needing more defense spending. That's the kind of thing you get in a speech. Like, you don't get specifics. You will get specifics in the day ahead, and certainly when the president puts down his budget marker.
Yeah, someone, it all sounds good. Populist says the things that people want to hear. Hashtag nothing happening. Hashtag all talk.
Then there was this from Van Jones. Van Jones from CNN actually had this to say about that moment when the president brought to the attention of the audience the widow of the slain Navy SEAL who was in the balcony.
For people who have been hoping that maybe he would remain a divisive cartoon, which he often finds a way to do, they should begin to become a little bit worried tonight. Because that thing you just saw him do, if he finds a way to do that over and over again, he's going to be there for 8 years.
All right, so what did you think about it? Jim in Gold Vein, you're on with Brian and Mary Walter. What do you say, Jim?
Good morning. I thought it was an absolute total home run. And I thought the Democrats pouting and sitting the way they did just made themselves look absolutely foolish. Everything he said was exactly what this country needs and the direction it should be going into.
You know, Jim, I can't disagree with that. I think you're absolutely right. For me, I didn't hear anything that I didn't like a lot. And I think I think these are themes that really resonate with mid-America. And if the Democrats don't realize these things, they're missing the point. And my hope is they continue to miss the point.
That's what I've been saying all morning. Yeah. And you know, it was a good speech because I've been on some of my friends' Twitter feeds, my more liberal friends' Twitter feeds and Facebook pages, and some of them aren't saying anything. They're acting like this speech never happened. That's how I know it was good.
Yes, right.
Because they're not saying a word.
It is 7:22 on WMAL.
This is Jamie Witten. If you have any dental fear or just need a great, caring dentist, contact Bethesda Sedation Dentistry online at BethesdaSedationDentistry.com.
You know, this weather is all over the place, but no matter what's going on outside your house, you're always tracking mud, dirt, pollen, and grime into your home. Hey, it's Brian Wilson, and our friend Joe Hadid wants to help out with a deep-down professional cleaning for your fine Persian and Oriental rugs. Hadid washes each rug by hand. It's a multi-step process which ensures the removal of pet stains, dirt, grime, bacteria, viruses, and allergens that hide deep in your rugs. And now, for the first time ever, Hadid is offering a second cleaning option for certain kinds of rugs. He's developed an expedited cleaning process that is fast and will save you money. More great news, Hadid's best deal ever. For every two rugs cleaned, get a third rug cleaned absolutely free. That's right, I said absolutely free. Plus, it includes free pickup and delivery. To learn more or schedule an appointment, go online to joehadid.com. That's joehadid.com. Or call this number, 703-241-1111. That's 703-241-1111.
This Congress Today report is brought to you by United Health Group.
Republicans on the Senate Intelligence Committee are poo-pooing a deep probe into the Trump campaign's contacts with Russia, but don't expect Democrats to play along. Ranking Member Mark Warner says he'll keep pushing panel chair Richard Burr to go further, and if he doesn't, Democrats will double down on their call for an independent investigation. Burr is one of three Republicans who were recruited by the White House, according to media reports, to downplay any links between the campaign and Russia. I'm John Matthews.
Everyone wants to improve the healthcare system. At United Health Group, we're focused on how we can help. By enabling employers to use data to help their employees get healthier. By equipping doctors and nurses with innovative technology and insights that help them prevent and treat illness. By ensuring seniors have choice and stability in their healthcare benefits. By partnering with governments that want to offer high-quality, affordable care that can meet the unique needs of their residents. And by providing individuals with practical information to simplify their healthcare experience and help them make well-informed choices. United Health Group employees have a passion to help people live healthier lives and make the system work better for everyone. To all those who want to improve healthcare, our question is, how can we help? United Health Group, built for better health. Learn more at unitedhealthgroup.com.
7:25, more of your calls straight ahead. It's time for traffic and weather, but 10 minutes first on the fives. Here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
And in Manassas, Prince William Parkway at Yates Ford Road, under police direction due to the crash there. Just cost you a little bit extra time. 66, boy, we're bunched up almost back out of Gainesville, off and on to Centerville. Little bit of a break, and then through Fair Lakes, Fair Oaks, slowing. A lot of that pressure coming out of Gainesville due to avoiding 29 Lee Highway through the battlefield. Earlier crash was at Groveton Road. Baltimore Washington Parkway northbound, very slow coming out of Greenbelt to get you past 197, scene of the crash. Southbound rubbernecking to get you on through 270. Here we go, south of Clarksburg, most of the way. The heavy delays off and on down to the Beltway. We had two minor accidents on 270. They've been cleared, but it really gave us the extra pressure. What you can do now is you can get past Union Station on Massachusetts Avenue, where it had been shut down for quite some time due to an earlier accident. Mass Avenue near 1st, near Union Station reopened. Update is brought to you by the Knee and Back Pain Helpline. Learn how an insurance-covered comfortable knee or back brace can reduce your pain. Call 800-888-KNEE. That's 800-888-KNEE. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel Forecast.
Severe weather headlines of today. Scattered storms this afternoon could produce strong damaging winds, hail, maybe an isolated tornado. Best chance is going to be after 12 o'clock today. 76 degrees. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, it is 57 degrees. Talking about the president's speech last night.
Tonight, I am also calling on this Congress to repeal and replace Obamacare.
And that was a big moment for Republicans who want to see that happen. And there was absolute silence on the other half of the House chambers last night.
Of course.
Democrats sitting on their hands. John in Gaithersburg, you heard the president's speech, or you've heard the cuts by now. What do you think?
Well, I think it was a great speech, and he's a businessman, and he knows business. And he's going to put America back in the business of being number one. We've got some jobs. He's saving jobs. He's going to negotiate tough. He's going to take care of America and stop worrying about the worldness of it and just allow us to be great again.
Yeah.
I thought that was wonderful.
One of the things that he said last night that really I thought it's not my job to be in charge of the world. It's my job to look out for the interest of the United States of America.
And Democrats applauded roundly at that, right?
Yeah.
Stood up, I heard. I thought it was one
standing ovation.
Yeah, and
some of them did, yes. But I got to tell you, it was hilarious watching Nancy Pelosi and Steny Hoyer last night sitting there. I mean, Steny looked like he was in a catatonic state. And they literally look as if they've been sucking on lemons. They couldn't believe how good it was going for the Republicans.
To be fair, she looks like that all the time, so.
It's 7:28.
Hey, I'm Brant. So there's this family, Jeremy and Sharon, and a couple kids, and they're all very healthy, and they did something to save money. They switched from health insurance to MediShare, and then they had a third baby, a little girl named Anya, and she was very sick.
We've had a lot of hospital visits.
A whole week in a children's hospital, CAT scans and blood tests and chemical tests, and I think we saw a dozen doctors. It was all shared.
Yeah, the bills were shared by the other members of MediShare. That's how this works. So get this, they save hundreds a month. They don't have to deal with health insurance companies or government health care plans, and they get to be part of a community that cares.
MediShare has always been there for us and helped meet the needs that we have as a family.
It's no wonder this is growing so fast. It is worth looking into. Here's how. Call 844-91 Bible. Now it's available everywhere but Montana. 844-91 Bible.
Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas. When I was playing ball, they called me the Big Hurt. But after I left the game, Mother Nature started putting a big hurt on me. I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, it wasn't my fault. Once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. But luckily, I found out about Nugenix.
Nugenix is a unique man-boosting formula powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help boost your free testosterone levels. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting ENERGY to 321321. With Nugenix, you can feel stronger, leaner, with a lot more stamina and energy.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix is GNC's number one selling men's vitality product. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting ENERGY to 321-321. Nugenix samples are not available in stores. So again, text ENERGY to 321-321.
Coming up in just a moment, Warren Buffett says only a few newspapers are going to survive. Do you even read an actual dead tree version of the newspaper anymore? We'll take your calls coming up. Also, the latest on Kirk Cousins. Tag, he's it. It's 7:30, time for the news.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 7:30. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. A D.C. business group is calling for a temporary federal takeover of the Metro system. The Federal City Council is calling on Congress to appoint a control board to run Metro until a new governance structure is in place. A CNN ORC poll this morning finds that more than 3 out of 4 Americans say they had a very positive, or at least somewhat positive, reaction to last night's speech to Congress and the nation by President Trump. And 69% of those surveyed now say Mr. Trump's policies will move the nation in the right direction. The president threw down a challenge to Congress last night.
The time for small thinking is over. The time for trivial fights is behind us. We just need the courage to share the dreams that fill our hearts, the bravery to express the hopes that stir our souls, and the confidence to turn those hopes and those dreams into action.
Tornadoes hit parts of the Midwest, meteorologist John Trout tells us.
The National Weather Service reports 21 tornadoes ripped through the states of Illinois, Missouri, Tennessee, Indiana, and Iowa overnight. In the wake of the tornado's aftermath, 2 people were reported killed, others injured when their cars were blown off highways. Close to 100 million people are at risk for continued severe weather today.
Indeed, our forecast includes the possibility of strong thunderstorms in the area this afternoon. Police are investigating threats received by a mosque and an Islamic community center in Silver Spring. In one case, a note was received offering a cash reward to anyone who, quote, slaughtered Muslims. Checking your money, the Dow opens a day at 20,812, the NASDAQ at 5825. Sports, the Wizards beat the NBA's best team, Golden State. The Caps crush the Rangers. College basketball, Maryland wins, Georgetown and American lose. Exhibition baseball, the Nationals win, the Orioles lose. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
One of the most fearsome fighting forces on the planet has never seen a gun and is outnumbered 1 billion to 1. With algorithms and centrifuges, it fights the most fearsome enemy on Earth. An enemy that doesn't care when it attacks or who it attacks. One of the most fearsome fighting forces on Earth doesn't take lives, it saves millions of them. Armed with tenacity, inspiration, innovation, and support from all of us to battle and defeat disease. Every day, the 140,000 researchers with America's biopharmaceutical companies leap into the unknown to pioneer tomorrow's breakthrough cures. Side by side with brave patients, thousands here in D.C. in clinical trials to find the next groundbreaking medicine, one of which may save their life, and perhaps one day, yours. Welcome to the future of medicine for all of us, where together we go boldly. A message from America's biopharmaceutical companies. Visit goboldly.com.
Considering relocating? Don't miss the largest Ideal Living Expo ever this weekend at the Ritz-Carlton Tysons Corner. Consider and compare over 90 desirable destinations from the Carolinas to Florida and new communities from Texas, Arizona, Bahamas, and more. Attend presentations such as Choose Your Ideal Place and Consider Your Ideal Lifestyle. Find your ideal destination and lifestyle this weekend at the Ideal Living Expo. Call 866-418-1028 or visit ideal-living.com for free admission. 866-418-1028 or ideal-living.com.
Some days sound like this.
Hurry up, you're gonna be late. Oh, I can't find my shoes.
And on those days, you don't want to hear this.
Thank you for calling. Please hold.
That's why at Comcast, we've built an app that lets you choose a time for us to call you, so you don't have to wait on hold. And why we're committed to being on time, every time. With 2-hour appointment windows, 7 days a week, day or night. If we're ever late, we'll credit your account $20. We're even opening up Xfinity stores near you, where you can try out all our new technology and find out how to get the most out of your service. We're making things easier, so your day can sound more like this.
Hurry up! The movie!
about to start. Okay, we're coming.
Because at Comcast, we should fit into your life, not the other way around. Learn more at Xfinity.com/service.
Will you be paying your caregiver more than $2,000 this year? Then you'll be responsible for nanny taxes. But don't worry, Care.com HomePay has you covered for 2017. The household tax and payroll experts at Care.com take care of everything from setting up automatic payments to filing returns. No work, no worry, guaranteed. Go to Care.com/HomePay now to learn more and get a free consultation. Care.com/HomePay. That's Care.com/HomePay.
735 on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Fairfax police still with the crash on Braeburn Drive just off of Ollie Lane. And that's due to the accident that brought down pole and wire. So it's going to be a while till they can get that reopened again. Braeburn Drive off of Ollie Lane. In Manassas, in the battlefield, 29 Lee Highway, Groveton Road, that crash had been cleared. Still watch for some of that activity. Prince William Parkway coming southbound approaching Yatesford Road from the crash. Slowing northbound, you're checking it out, but you can get through. Here we go. DC 295 northbound. Delays had been growing coming off of the Beltway to go north on 295. Now a crash reported as you head up toward the Naval Research Lab. Southeast Southwest Freeway, heaviest on the westbound side coming off of 295 toward the 3rd Street Tunnel right in that vicinity. DDOT crew said they were looking for either a stalled or a lane block due to maybe a minor incident. So checking that out. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
March coming in like a lion. Scattered severe storms rolling through this afternoon. We may sneak a few in earlier than that, especially west and north. A gusty southwest wind and a high near 76. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 57 in Leesburg, 57 and only 60 degrees in Washington. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington mornings on the Mall. And AM 630.
WMAL. 737 on WMAL. Where Washington comes to talk. In a bit, we're going to be talking about Kirk Cousins. He got the franchise tag. What does it mean? Also, Dana Bash from CNN will be along to talk about the president's speech. And we'll take your calls again in the 8 o'clock hour. I'm Brian Wilson alongside Mary Walter.
And good morning. Well, Warren Buffett, the Oracle of Omaha, had a lot to say about newspapers, in which, by the way, he is invested in several newspapers. And he said that very few are going to survive. I'll let him tell you about it himself.
There are only two papers that I think have an assured future because they have a successful internet model to go with their print model, and that's the Journal and the New York Times. And I'm not saying it'll even be easy for them, but they have developed an online presence that people will pay for. Now, the third that may do it, again, going back to Bezos, is the Washington Post, and he's improved dramatically their situation online, and so it's conceivable that their math works. But if you look at, there's 1,300 daily papers left in the United States. We've got 31 of them. There were 1,700 or 1,800 not that many years ago, and it was an incredible business when you were first in everything. I mean, you could tell people how their stocks closed. I learned how my stocks closed by looking at the paper. I learned who won football games or what the box scores was of baseball. I learned all kinds of things with the paper first. And now you've got an internet. And aside from the ones I've mentioned, 1,400 papers haven't figured out a way to make the digital model complement the print model in such a way as to guarantee the future.
So Warren Buffett says two newspapers will survive. Maybe the Washington Post will also survive. Mm-hmm. When was the last time you read an actual paper newspaper? Held it in your hand and actually read a newspaper? 888-630-9625. Or are you totally online? As Warren Buffett says, everyone is going to online. And I wonder if it is regional. I wonder if, you know, if you're going to be sitting on a train or if you're commuting for a distance and not driving, are those people more likely to actually have a newspaper? Or do people get just the Sunday paper? There are also local papers. We get our little local paper. We get that. I have a neighbor who gets the Sunday paper for the coupons. And that's the only reason she subscribes to the papers, for the coupons, you know? So when was the last time you actually read a real newspaper? 888-630-9625.
And what was the reason for it? I used to really enjoy the Sunday morning paper. I enjoyed sitting down and not rushing and actually holding something in my hand and reading it, but I haven't done that in years. And the reason is, I know everything that's going to be in the Sunday morning paper on Saturday night. I know it generally, you know, well ahead of the fact before it lands on the doorstep. So I'm getting to the point now where my major source of information is Twitter. If you follow the right people, if you follow the right organizations on Twitter, you know everything that's going to be in the paper before the paper arrives. And so I don't really find any reason at all to get an actual hard copy of the paper. I do think that Warren Buffett is right. With newspapers, it seems to me that it is the internet is the model. If you figure out how to do it effectively on the internet, then you're gonna have a baby, a thing that will make money. The problem is, I for example, Washington Post, it's the 1st of March, right? Mm-hmm. I get a number of free stories. But when my number of free stories runs out,
right,
I don't pay for it.
Right.
And I'm not going to pay for it.
Right.
So, they're effective for me first half of the month.
But see, now I get a little newspaper. We subscribe to our little town newspaper that covers three or four little towns.
Right.
And I enjoy it because there's a lot of things that
hyper-local.
And it's things that you don't see covered in the big news. And I'm like, oh, look at that. That happened. And this happened. And so I enjoy that. So I wonder if the little local papers, the little tiny ones, will actually survive.
Hyper-local, I think you're right, yeah. How about Paul in District Heights? You're on with Brian and Mary. Good morning, Paul.
Yes, sir. I do. I make a point of buying the Post at least two or three times a week. I worked there for 30 years. I wasn't a writer or reporter. I was just a manual laborer. Mm-hmm. And there's a lot of good people who work there. They're not all evil liberals. A lot of them are just people trying to survive.
Yeah.
The papers are an American tradition. I hope they will survive.
I would like to see them survive as well. And that's it. He brings up an excellent point, and we can add this to the question. Why is there a demise? Is it because of you can get the information on the internet, or did they hasten their death with the hyper-political stances that they started to take? Mm-hmm. They stopped reporting and started slanting things so everything was opinion, and so they alienated a lot of potential readers by everything being opinion.
Yeah. Dave in Fairfax, what do you say? You're on with Brian and Mary.
Hey, Washington, quality papers like the Washington Times will survive because they provide clearly delineated factual reports and commentary. And the editors do a pretty good job of making sure the articles are robust with details and they're not just a 30-second blurb that you're going to get on the internet. So for people that are willing to read and want real information, there's a market.
Yeah,
and I'll add one to that. The Washington Examiner, which is mostly, I get most of my information from the Washington Examiner off their internet version. But I mean, the Washington Examiner, I think, is a really fine paper. It really is.
But notice, I think people are going to also gravitate towards those publications that give them the news with the slant that they want.
That's exactly right. I mean, and that's part of why we see a polarized America to some degree.
Sure.
You only read and listen to the things that you sort of agree with.
Right. But
you don't seek out the alternative viewpoints.
But they also aren't required anymore to just report the who, what, when, why, where anymore. They're not required to because we want to pick and choose. So they're picking and choosing their audience just as we are picking and choosing our sources.
All right. Lynn in Falls Church is on with... good morning. You're on with Brian and Mary.
Good morning. I am sitting here at the kitchen table with my coffee and my paper copy of the Washington Post. I subscribe 7 days a week, and I have no use for the Post on the internet.
All right.
See?
But you're also listening to WML, so you're getting a lot of different viewpoints. That's good.
Right. He's multitasking.
That's right. Good for you, Lynn. Good for you. It is now 7:44 on WML.
Want your carpets to look and smell brand new again? Zero Res can help. Mention WMAL for special savings. Call 703-382-1221.
All right, if you're looking for a real estate agent, I've got the guy for you. Frank Prindle of RE/MAX Allegiance. Ask anybody who's met Frank. They'll tell you what a great guy is. You know, he's an Army veteran, went to West Point, and he does have this wonderful plan that guaranteed to sell your home for a price and in the time you agree upon, or he'll buy it outright. That's been Frank's promise since the day I met him, and it's a promise he stands by proudly today. Consider the story of Eric. Now, Eric's tenants were moving out, and he was looking for a quick sale of a Metro DC home he owned. Eric listed with Frank, and with Frank's aggressive marketing system, Eric received multiple offers his first week on the market. And get this, you ready? His home sold for $21,000 above list price. Other agents claim to offer the same guarantees as Frank, but I can assure you there is only one Frank Prindle. Call the only agent I would call if I were going to sell a home. Call Frank Prindle at 703-399-4538. That's 703-399-4538, online at itrustfrank.com. 7:45, time for traffic and weather. Every 10 minutes first on the fives. Here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Virginia, Fairfax area heading into Springfield. Tough because of the crash on the Fairfax County Parkway. If you're heading northbound, heading up toward I-95, the crash is going to be before you get to 95. Just one lane gets through, and I'm looking at delays almost back to Telegraph Road. So again, on the Fairfax County Parkway, you'll need extra time heading through Springfield up toward I-95. Once you get up onto 95, you're good. No problems. Once you get to the Beltway, heading to the Wilson Bridge, that outer loop stretch, quiet. Inner loop, normal volume through Annandale, and again from near the toll road to the Legion Bridge. DC 295 jam northbound to the crash reported up near the Naval Research Lab. Heading across the Wilson Bridge out of Maryland before St. Barnabas Road for those backups. On the Beltway through New Carrollton, seeing some of those delays still growing. Greenbelt northbound BW Parkway slows to the crash past 197. It's been on the shoulder but rubbernecking in each direction. Now from Garage Door Repair .com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
March coming in like a lion. Warm temperatures this morning and into the afternoon will make 76, but severe weather is going to start threatening this afternoon through this evening. Scattered strong storms could produce strong damaging winds and hail, heavy rainfall, along with a threat of some isolated tornadoes. Everything should start settling down after midnight tonight. Partly cloudy, windy, 46. Sunshine, gusty winds tomorrow, 52. From the Weather Channel, I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, it is 57 degrees on WMAL. We're watching comes to talk. Hey, did you hear about what happened to Kirk Cousins? The Redskins put the exclusive franchise tag on him yesterday. And a lot of people are saying, well, that's good news, at least for this year. What does it mean for next year? Other people are more concerned. They think that this is a way that the Redskins may actually move to trade Kirk Cousins to see what they can get from him, which would not be very popular. We asked Trevor Maddich to sort it all out for us, because Trevor Maddich, he knows this stuff. Here is Trevor Maddich's take on what it means for them to receive this exclusive franchise tag.
I think that they should pay him, because if they don't, then they run the risk of squandering a lot of good young players in the prime of their career, because they once again have got to a position where they don't have a quarterback.
In other words, if they trade him and get a bunch of people, you're going to go to Colt McCoy, I suppose. But you might actually get a lot of great players for that amount of money, and whatever you could get out of, ostensibly, one would guess, the 49ers. Kyle Shanahan is over at the 49ers, and it made it very clear he would love to have Kirk Cousins if Kirk Cousins was on the market. So are they going to trade him, or are they going to keep him? The problem is, if you keep him this year, you got him for this year. But then it becomes very questionable, how in the world can you keep him next year? You can't franchise tag him next year because he'd be too expensive. And right now, that's all means. Cut 42, if we could, please. Trevor Maddich says that Cousins is the man who has the leverage in this situation.
Nobody's been in exactly this position, so it makes sense for him to play it out. And if San Francisco is the place that he wants to go, he'll have the same kind of contract negotiation leverage with San Francisco as he would with Washington.
Yeah, it's a good place for Kirk Cousins to be. And he took it in stride. I mean, I think a lot of people were really hoping there would be a long-term deal worked out by the Redskins. That didn't develop. And when the franchise tag was officially made known yesterday, he said on Twitter, "Tag, I'm it. and you know, that's exactly, I mean, it's the good way to take it, and with a sense of humor about yourself. And, you know, and somebody asking, well, you know, how do you feel about this, Kirk?
You like that? You like that?
Yeah, and we, no, I don't like it. I'm not sure I like it at all, quite frankly. So anyway, we're interesting to see what happens here. He made $20 million last year. Under this exclusive franchise tag, he'll make $24 million this year. So it's a fair amount of money that the Redskins are going to have to pony up to get Kirk Cousins. And let's just look at what you're getting with Kirk Cousins. 4,917 yards of offense. He's the 15th best passer in the NFL history, according to the statistics. He 25 touchdowns last year. His passer rating was 97.2. That's incredibly high. And those are his 2016 statistics. He's in good health. He's still a relatively young man. Could be the quarterback of the future if the Redskins should just figure out how to come up with a long-term deal. And the question is, you know, are they going to do it or are they going to trade him? And I got to tell you, Mary, there's going to be a lot of upset people.
Yeah.
There are going to be a lot of upset people if the Redskins trade him. Now, they may do that, but and they may get a lot for him, but I think a lot of people are going to be very upset if we once again have yet another quarterback controversy in Washington, D.C. We're watching very closely to see how it plays out. Would love to hear the Redskins explain what their strategy is going to be. Maybe that will happen. It's 7:50 on WMAL.
You like that? You like that?
Having problems with limescale hard water issues? ScalePreventionUSA.com. Salt-free, chemical-free hard water solution since 1973. ScalePreventionUSA.com. ScalePreventionUSA.com. Federal System Award Management Cage Code Number 7RL22.
In life, who do you trust more? The people who tell you what you want to hear or the people who tell you what you need to hear? At Financial Engines, we believe the same is true for financial advisors. Who would you trust more? The one who tells you what you want to hear? Hey, don't worry about retirement. It'll all work out. Or what you need to hear? If you don't have a plan, you might be planning to fail. At Financial Engines, we believe that everyone deserves to achieve their financial goals. And now that the Mutual Fund Store and Financial Engines have joined forces, our advisors are more equipped than ever to help you create a comprehensive financial plan for your future. Right now, for a limited time, get a free portfolio review from an experienced local advisor when you visit FinancialEngines.com or call today.
This is Ken Greer of Financial Engines in the D.C. area. Let's talk about the financial goals that are important to you, and together we'll develop a plan to help make them happen. Call me at 800-822-1461 or visit FinancialEngines.com.
Have your golf buddies been asking where you've been? Are you missing your Saturday tee time? What if you could play and walk 18 holes without nagging back pain? What if you could fully swing your driver again and follow through? What if you could feel better and take a few strokes off your game? What if there was a safe, effective spine surgery to relieve your pain and get you back to feeling like yourself again? There is, and it's in our area. Doctors Morgan and Elagala at Sana Spine recognize that spine surgery can, should, and needs to be perfect. Using revolutionary ultrasonic technology, Sana Spine surgeons safely decompress pinched nerves, relieving pain, getting you back to the life you once enjoyed within weeks, not months. Sana Spine's ultrasonic surgery is a 90-minute outpatient procedure that avoids fusion, which means no rods, screws, or unnecessary loss of mobility. Learn more at SanaSpineSurgery.com. The ultrasonic revolution, SanaSpineSurgery.com. Get your game back.
Are you considering replacing your heating and air conditioning system this winter? Now is the perfect time with ARS Rescue Router. For a limited time, ARS is giving away 80% gas furnaces absolutely free with the purchase of select air conditioning systems. Visit arsofvirginia.com.
Hey, let's see how your money's doing. Checking in the news desk at CNBC. Here's Landon Dowdy.
Brian, good morning to you. Well, futures are suggesting markets will open higher. Two stocks to watch closely today, both retailers. Best Buy's quarterly earnings were better than expected, but revenues weren't, and its outlook for this quarter is weak. But the electronics chain did raise its dividend by 21% and will buy back more stock. Lowe's, on the other hand, has been a top performer in pre-market trading. Profit, revenue, and its 2017 outlook all higher than anticipated. And Crocs, the shoes podiatrists love to hate, had a bigger loss and lower revenues than expected. The Obamas have agreed to a his and her book deal with Penguin Random House. How much they'll be paid and when the books will come out, not disclosed. And New York's famed Waldorf Astoria will close today for a two-year renovation. The Chinese companies which bought it will convert most of the rooms to condos. Only a handful of hotel rooms will remain, priced for the luxury trade. I'm Landon Dowdy, CNBC Business News on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
To be fearless is not a gift. It's not a given. Fearless is a choice. One that's yours to make. Will you be bold? Will you be brave? You can. Because you have the power of a card that opens doors in all 50 states. The one trusted for more than 75 years. CareFirst Blue Cross Blue Shield. Live fearless.
Do you hear from your financial advisor only when they want to sell you something? Or do you have an ongoing relationship with the people working on your portfolio? Hi, this is Simon Hamilton from the Wise Investor Group. We work with you to make sure your portfolio remains well-positioned for whatever the future has in store. Call the Wise Investor Group today and let us help plan your financial future.
Call 866-758-9473 or log on to thewiseinvestorgroup.com and resolve to become a better-informed Wise Investor. The Wise Investor Group is affiliated with Robert W. Baird & Company.
55 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Virginia, slow go at it, heading through Manassas, Centerville, Fair Oaks, and up toward Nutley Street, but all lanes currently reported open. Had a lot of extra volume on 66 due to bailout from 29 Lee Highway at Groveton Road where we had the crash. Still some activity at last check on the shoulder, so it's picking up some extra volume there. On Route 7, coming inbound, eastbound 7 after the Georgetown Pike, reports of a crash. I'm not seeing too much of any backups, but keep alert. Again, crews were on their way to check it out. Route 7 near the Reston Parkway. On the Fairfax County Parkway in the Springfield area, jam northbound to get up to I-95, where the crash lets one lane only get by each direction of the Fairfax County Parkway there. Very slow. Update brought to you by 24/7 Diabetic Health Hotline. Attention diabetics. With insurance, you may qualify to get your testing supplies at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Call 800-808-5181 and now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Strong line of thunderstorms expected to roll through this afternoon. We'll see those storms come in with some gusty winds, heavy rain and hail, maybe even some isolated tornadoes. 76 degrees and gusty winds even outside of thunderstorms. Scattered thunder early tonight, then partly cloudy, 46 and windy. Windy tomorrow, sunshine and a high near 52. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 58 degrees, 756.
At David Vigilone's house, family time usually centers around sharing stories.
Unfortunately, in our family, those stories include prostate cancer.
Three of David's uncles had prostate cancer, so when he was diagnosed, he didn't waste time. David turned to the physicians at MedStar Georgetown University Hospital to discuss his options.
I didn't want surgery because I work and I'm active. CyberKnife was the answer.
CyberKnife targets tumors with pinpoint accuracy, with minimal impact on surrounding healthy tissue or organs. Treatment is complete in only 5 visits versus the 40 visits you need with traditional radiation.
5 treatments, and I never missed a day of work.
The 5 treatments allowed David to continue with his active lifestyle.
At 68, I still work out, play golf, and travel with my family. CyberKnife made it possible.
Learn more about CyberKnife. Call 855-218-6642 or visit MedStarGeorgetown.org/prostate.
Everybody has dreams. Fulfilling career, a happy home, and a checked-off bucket list. A scrapbook filled with memories of a life well-lived. With an affordable quality education from University of Maryland University College, you can turn your dreams into reality. UMUC offers programs for in-demand fields, such as business, cybersecurity, IT, healthcare, and more, taught by respected faculty practicing in the field. Online and on-site at more than 20 locations in the D.C. metro area. University of Maryland University College gives you the flexibility your schedule demands while saving you time and money with credits earned from prior college, work, and military experience. For all you want, it has to be UMUC.
Our next undergraduate session starts March 13th. Our advisors can help you develop an affordable plan as you earn a respected degree from an accredited state university. Get started fulfilling your dreams. Visit umuc.edu/radio. That's umuc.edu/radio.
Did you know there are several different pricing strategies when it comes to selling your home? The strategy we like is paying lower real estate commissions. Hi everyone, it's Brian Wilson at Wilson Realty Group, where we sell homes for a flat fee of $500 upfront and just 0.5% commission at closing. Our full-service hybrid strategy gives our clients the services they need while saving them thousands in real estate commissions. Check us out at WilsonRealtyGroup.com. Real simple, real savings, real results. That's WilsonRealtyGroup.com.
Could you get your family out of a burning house in less than 3 minutes?
The newer homes, the siding simply melts away.
Seven on Your Side reveals a potentially deadly downside lurking in area homes. Hidden home hazard, tonight on ABC 7 News at 11.
You were in the kind of love that makes people cross oceans.
Tonight, the astounding original television event continues.
We must demand full equality now.
When We Rise, tonight, 9, 8 Central on ABC.
It takes a whole lot more effort to get something started in your life than it does to keep it moving.
The Del Walmsley Show has moved thousands of radio listeners closer to a great life. Listen Sundays at 2 p.m. on WMAL.
Coming up on WMAL.
Dana Bash, the chief political correspondent for CNN, will be giving us an analysis of the president's address to Congress last night and to tell us about her town hall tonight with Senators John McCain and Lindsey Graham.
And we'll take your calls. What did you think about the speech? Also, there's talk of an immigration compromise. Are you okay with that? It's all straight ahead.